Puerto Rico, which is still struggling to recover from a deadly Hurricane Maria 2 years ago, is under a hurricane watch at this hour as Tropical Storm Dorian churns its way toward the U.S. territory. Jose Alamo is with the National Weather Service.
Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to start affecting the island of St. Croix at about 8 a.m. in the morning with tropical storm force winds. And then a few hours later, around noon or early in the afternoon, reaching the eastern and northeastern part of the Big Island of Puerto Rico.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will temporarily shut down Parliament in mid-October, severely limiting the time opponents get to make their case against a no-deal departure from the European Union. The announcement has raised a storm of protest. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Johnson's timing on pushing for an early halt to parliamentary business will have the effect of squeezing the time opposition lawmakers have left to thwart a no-deal Brexit before the October 31 deadline for Britain to leave the EU. Now the British currency has fallen sharply, a sign investors are alarmed by the prospect of Britain falling out of the bloc without a divorce deal. A so-called no-deal Brexit would see the return of border checks and tariffs on trade between Britain and the rest of the EU, its greatest trading partner. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is not seeking heightened tensions. Speaking today during a visit to Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Zarif said Iran believes every nation should be allowed to exercise its own rights under international law. Abe visited Tehran earlier this year in an attempt to serve as a mediator between Iran and the United States. Meanwhile, the possibility of an Iran-U.S. meeting of presidents, a subject of on-again, off-again speculation, appears now at least to be off-again. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian Kurdish fighters say they've begun withdrawing from areas along the Syria-Turkey border as part of an agreement between the United States and Ankara. The People's Protection Units, the main elements within the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, claim the pullout is the first step toward implementing part of a deal to establish a safe zone in northeast Syria. In Australia, there is a new effort underway aimed at protecting the country's iconic koala bears. It is a multi-million-dollar rescue plan. The key is a koala tracking app. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The app will help authorities map and track koala populations in New South Wales state, where the furry marsupials are in decline. Members of the public, as well as researchers, are encouraged to report koala sightings using the technology. The koala faces various threats, including loss of habitat, disease, road traffic accidents, and attacks by dogs. They're also susceptible to the impact of drought and climate change. In New South Wales and Queensland, the famous and distinctive animals are listed as vulnerable under national environment laws. In some areas, it's estimated that numbers have fallen by a quarter in the last 20 years.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney, Australia. Deutsche Bank has responded to a U.S. federal appeals court order involving President Trump's so far secret tax returns. We get a report from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a court filing, the name of the person is blacked out, with Deutsche Bank citing privacy rules. But the bank does say it has tax returns responsive to subpoenas sent this year by two congressional committees. The House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees are both investigating President Donald Trump's finances. Trump has declined to release his tax returns since the 2016 presidential campaign, saying he is under audit. Last week, a federal appeals court ordered Deutsche Bank to say whether or not Trump's tax returns were in its possession. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is calling for calm on all sides in Hong Kong, as protests have taken a violent turn in recent days. Hong Kong police fired volleys of tear gas to break up anti-government protests on Saturday, as pro-democracy activists threw petrol bombs and bricks. A senior State Department official tells VOA, quote, "We can't sit quiet for more violence." After several weeks of protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory, the unrest shows no immediate sign of stopping. But though short on specifics, the U.S. official says he sees some encouraging signs. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOFA1. The best music.